Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. European leaders met in Iceland on Tuesday for the start of a two-day summit, and ways to hold Russia to account for its war in Ukraine were the focus of talks, including keeping a tally of losses and damage inflicted by Moscow's forces.
I believe that the next steps, creation of commission, creation of fund, and in the end of the day, international tribunal will be created, will be performed, and we will see how all Russian crimes on political level and military level will be punished.
Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal, as German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, French President Emmanuel Macron, and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak were among the leaders, underscoring their support for Ukraine in a rare meeting of the Council of Europe's rights body. U.S. President Joe Biden is canceling part of an upcoming overseas trip so he can focus on talks over the debt limit, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
With a potential default looming, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy had questioned the president's travel plans.
I don't think I'd spend 8 days somewhere out of the country.
And now the president won't, so he can be back for final talks with McCarthy and other leaders. The president will still travel to Japan for this week's G7 summit.
The nature of the presidency is addressing many of the critical matters all at once.
Still, the postponement's a foreign policy setback for an administration that's put a bigger focus on the Pacific region. Sagar Mangani, Washington.
The U.S. Justice Department has announced a series of criminal cases tracing the illegal flow of sensitive technology, including Apple software code for self-driving cars, to foreign adversaries like Russia, China, and Iran. This is VOA News. The head of the artificial intelligence company that makes ChatGPT tells U.S. Congress members regulation is necessary at a Tuesday hearing, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says they know people are anxious about the technology changing the way we live, and so are they.
We think that regulatory intervention by governments will be critical to mitigate the risks of increasingly powerful models.
ChatGPT can be used to answer questions, write term papers, even mimic humans like this.
Too often, we have seen what happens when technology outpaces regulation.
That was the ChatGPT-trained AI version of Senator Richard Blumenthal. Here's the real Democrat.
Sensible safeguards are not in opposition to innovation.
I'm Julie Walker.
A settlement for Sudanese in Chad that didn't exist a week ago is now the size of a town. Henry Wilkins reports from the newly created camp on the Sudan-Chad border in Barada.
Aid groups are struggling to help 25,000 refugees who arrived in Chad from Sudan last week. The mayor of Barota, Toko Bahad, says he is happy to welcome the refugees as his guests and points out his community has strong ties with those across the border, but resources are strained. He says people need a lot of help with food and especially water. Because there's no rain, there is a scarcity. Chad's rainy season starts this month. The deep gullies on the road to Barota will fill with water, making access for aid groups more difficult. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Barota, Chad.
A Nigerian chef has set a new global record for the longest hours nonstop cooking as she cooked for 100 hours. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
At the cooking site in Lagos, a countdown to Hilda Baki breaking the Guinness World Record. Baki had been cooking since last Thursday when she set out to beat the 87 hours and 45 minutes set in 2019 by Lata Tongdun, an Indian chef. Baki had only 5-minute breaks every hour, or an accumulated 1 hour after a stretch of 12 hours for everything else, from bathing to medical checkups and resting. The chef says it was just friends who'd prompted her to aim for 100 hours. Celebrations followed, with supporters chanting, "Hilda, we want a party." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Ghanaian social media influencer has pleaded not guilty in the United States to deceiving older single Americans out of $2 million through Lonely Heart scams. 30-year-old Mona Faiz Montraj was part of a group of fraudsters in West Africa who tricked men and women into thinking they were in relationships with them, according to federal prosecutors. I'm Joe Ramsey.